Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Showtime.
Showtime, baby. Sorry, it's stretching
should be
out
awake by now.
No,
all the caffeine that you drink.
So actually, I've switched. I haven't done my coffee that I usually do in the morning. I've been doing these sparkling ice things, and there's only like 70. Oh, wait. Oh, no, that's vitamin A. There's a lot of vitamins in this thing. 70 milligrams of caffeine per can. That's not like the normal, like, 300 I get for my coffee that
thing.
I mix up.
Here's the thing. You're already jacked up naturally, right? You should be doing the opposite. You should be, like, smoking pot or something in the morning to calm you down a little bit.
Having a nice chamomile tea or something. I mean,
something, man.
Woo!
Melatonin, something.
I feel great! Woo! Yeah, I'm like Ric Flair in the morning, man. Woo! Woo!
I wonder there's nobody else in the studios around you because you just overpowering.
How many times our front desk lady Kathy has come and knocked on? Could you just calm down just a little? We got people in the lobby.
We have clients in the lobby that are complaining.
We got people next door calling. Could you just tone it down a little bit? Tone it down. Sorry. It's all the caffeine.
Fire alarms off, for God's sake.
Have a loot. Calm down or something. Cripes. Ripes. Anyway, but no, we're still. I'm awake. I'm ready to go. I'm good to go. I think so. Anyway, well, hey, let's keep her going here. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter, harder every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. You need it moved, you need it stored, hit them up. Bintrust Moving and Self Storage has something for every need, every budget, every size. Really just got to give them a call. They'll get it figured out for you. And they're local, too, which is great. So you can trust them. And Bintrust Moving and Self Storage is where it's at, man. I got you. Your dumb vocabulary for today, chubby tub.
Chubby tub?
Chubby tub.
Chubby tub. First off, you shouldn't be taking a bath, but if you're in the bathtub and you get a chubby, I don't know.
You know, just having a nice bath and something pops up.
All right. It's like the Loch Ness Monster out of the water, you know. Chubby tub.
Hey, honey, you want to see the Loch Ness Monster? No, I don't. No.
What is it? Oh, God.
I like where your head's at, but no. It's
Which head?
Exactly. That works on two levels. No, it's incorrect. That is incorrect. Chubby tub.
Come on.
I'll just tell you. It's the female privates, all right? It's the tub for the chubby.
Jeez, man. It's pretty funny. Come on, man.
It's like one of those Rubbermaid storage tubs.
Is it? A tub. Oh, God.
It's got the latches on it, so you know it'll stay shut. It'll stay shut.
It's the more expensive kind. Rubbermaid.
Rubbermaid. That's a good tub right there. Example.
Oh.
Example. I bet you Amy's got a nice chubby tub down there.
There's a lot of things in there.
It's heat resistant, water resistant. It's great.
Safe for the basement, you know?
That's right. Exactly. And you won't get any mold on your stuff. On your chubby.
It's not good.
Oh, my God. This is so stupid, folks. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Wednesday. As always, brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Like the song.